And Howard Stoddard was a master of his kind of banking.
Sure.
He built an institution largely through this means that was cut off here. Mm-hmm. He acquired banks, and I don't know the detail of this, but in Battle Creek and in Saginaw, and at the time, the law said you couldn't have but one banking institution, and you could have branches within a certain so many miles radius.
Yeah.
But what he was doing was very innovative in a financial sense, mm-hmm. and on the edge of the law, I guess, as it turned out. Do you remember, you know, there were a lot of zoning cases as I looked through. Many of them of, I would say, minor consequence. But one of them that was very interesting, that you may recall, was Certain Teed Products Corporation versus Paris Township. Now, Paris Township was just south of Grand Rapids, if you recall, and a very rich body of gypsum was discovered in Paris Township, a couple hundred feet down. Mm-hmm. And this company wanted to develop that, make wallboard out of it or whatever mm-hmm. they do.
Sure.
And there got to be a conflict between the purposes of the company, which of course is going to...
And the real estate people.
Well, okay, Grand Rapids was expanding.
Sure.
A lot of good residential growth,
yeah.
good, I mean high income
yeah.
property.
Yeah.
And Paris Township, the people that ran the trustees, I guess, mm-hmm. and the supervisor, were torn. They were in the middle of this thing. And one night at the climax, as I recall from reading this, 600 people showed up in the town hall. And these people, like the time when you were talking about your confirmation decision, it was time to act. And so they acted and say, nix to you, Certain Teed Products.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to save this meadowland for the developers. But Certain Teed Products, as I recall, had gone through the right steps. The zoning was such that it was permissible. You know,
mm-hmm.
conceptually, mm-hmm. this was agricultural zoning, and the mm-hmm. railroad ran through here. Do you remember that one where you again wrote the opinion, and again there was a lot of keen, high-voltage interest in this?
And I was a busy boy in those days, wasn't I?
You were. You were one of the, by the standards that I'm able to understand, the one of the very top producers in terms of opinions written and dissents. You were very active. Does that one ring any bells?
No.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was an interesting controversy in terms of how government works, I thought, because these people obviously were stampeded. The township folk.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a mob action. And
sure.
Then when they were, everything cooled down and they were brought into the arena of the, how you decide these things under our system of government, the various steps were examined for their sufficiency and did they properly give a chance for a hearing on this and that and the other thing. And when it was all sifted through, why the Supreme Court of Michigan said this company is within its rights and it's within the zoning laws, and go ahead. And I guess right now we got a lot of wallboard around Michigan. It wouldn't otherwise be there, maybe. Yeah. The objection, Judge, was that this is going to destroy the atmosphere, the environment of our community.
Yeah.
You're going to send a lot of
somebody
dust.
Wanted to have a high scale residential development, and this was going to benefit sale of lots to just ordinary people.
The other on the other side of the question was the expectation that this new industrial development was going to provide a good deal of employment. And if you'll remember, back in those times, we're talking now about, say, around 1960 or thereabouts, good jobs were highly prized.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a strong argument in terms of the prosperity of the community, or adding to the economic vigor of it, at least. Well, I thought maybe you would... you know, there are a couple other... I don't know whether to keep bringing these things up, but there was... You remember the one in Marquette where a kid crawled through a fence and got burned in a substation or something, and it... question was whether he was a trespasser, 8-year-old kid.
Hmm.
And in that case, the court had sort of a struggle and decided that the laws of trespass did not control where you were dealing with an 8-year-old youngster. And I don't know whether it's proper to say this was an attractive nuisance or what, but a kid wants to get in there where the action is. Maybe his football went in there. I don't know. But it brought...
What had got him through the fence?
Hole. It wasn't in good repair.
I didn't mean that. I meant what was the attraction on the other side of the fence?